Close your eyes and focus your mind on the breath. Stay there with the breath as it comes in, as it goes out. And try to keep it pointed in this direction, not going off in other places. As the Buddha said, one of the ways in which you provide blessings for your life or protection, the word Pali word is mangala, is by directing yourself in the right way. You're the one who has to decide the direction of your life. Other people may want to influence you in different directions, but you have to ask yourself, what is the really the best direction I can take? Because there's people who want to point you in this direction or that direction. What is the reason? What is the motivation? Will it really be good for you? You have to decide. You can compare all the different directions you could have in life. Some people go for wealth, some people go for status, some people go for praise, fame, sensual pleasures. And you ask yourself, what kind of direction is that? Those things go around and around. Wealth turns into the loss of wealth, status turns into loss of status, praise turns into criticism, pleasure turns into pain, back and forth like this. You don't go anywhere. You're going around. As the Buddha said, the best thing when you see how the world just goes around and around and around is to want to get out. That's the direction you want to go. This is where you find that direction, inside the mind. So focus your attention in here. Think of all the arrows of your mind pointing in here. When you go out and you think about sight, sound, smells, taste, tactile sensations, you should think about how much they provide things that are of value and how much they provide things that are of no value at all. When your attention goes out like this, you want to turn around and come back in. And John Fung received a letter one time from a Dharma practitioner in Singapore saying that everything he did in his life was looking to see in the terms of the three characteristics. He watched TV, he drove the car. Everything he did was in that framework. And John Fung told me to write back to this person and say, turn your attention back inside because that's where the problem is. The problem is not with the TV, the problem is not with the road you're driving on. The problem is your mind. You want to look into your mind and see what you can do to straighten it out. That's the best direction you can go. And that's also the direction out from all this suffering that we've been causing ourselves for who knows how long. The Buddha says it's been going on for aeons and aeons. That's an awfully long time. So do you want to keep going around and around like that, going nowhere, basically? Or do you want to go someplace important, go someplace out? The choice is yours. Otherwise, we live our lives like dust boats in the air. You're pushed around by the breeze, back and forth, back and forth. Don't go anywhere in particular. But you want to go someplace that really is worth going to. This is how you do it. You point your mind in the direction of figuring itself out. Why is it that you like things that cause trouble? Why are you ignorant? Where are you ignorant? How can you put an end to that ignorance? Finding that out, learning how to answer that question, that's a good direction to go.